Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The DH, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeter moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago spins and fires to second, and Jeter is picked off. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brinkman moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-0 White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McRae. Melton reaches second base with a double. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Patek steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jeter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Otis reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Otis moves to third. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon misplays the ball. That's an error on Leon. McRae moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Piniella moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Piniella. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Piniella steals third. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Bebakwa moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dal Canton juggles the ball. That's an error on Dal Canton. Henderson moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dal Canton. Henderson moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta is walked intentionally. Tony Muser pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alvarado. Otis moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeter moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Forster now pitching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Piniella moves to second. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to third. Bebakwa moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry strikes out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, Horta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvarado for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 4 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Piniella chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Taylor fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Taylor. Melton goes all the way around to score. Henderson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-4 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.